side. You know, there are other sects. You have your choice. God, sects in this world. You go fool with the bureaucrats, the system you're living in today. You want a lawyer, you want a good judge, you want a defense or prosecutor. You're going to wind up with the wrong kind of person. Lord, sakes in this world. God says, hey, for this I'll bring my plagues and my judgments on people. Now listen, one of the greatest sins of Americans is the desecration of the human body. The total desecration of the human body is homosexuality or lesbianism. That is total desecration. Now, adultery is something that's partial desecration. Drunkenness, and that homosexuality is total. It is complete, and God has no remedy for it but hell, the lake of fire. Terrible judgments, and he's going to torture these birds to death till they die. 1 Corinthians 3:16, know you not that you're the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Your body is the temple of God. God made that body for a temple. I don't care if he's the biggest drunk or pervert there is. The creation of that body was for God to dwell in. And when God cannot clean that temple and live in it, and you pervert it, defile it, God says, I'll destroy it. Millions of Americans, most Americans live like a bunch of alley cats. They have no respect for that body, which is God's temple. 1 Corinthians 6:19, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know your body was made for God? Lord, there's another scripture here. Verse 15 in 1 Corinthians 6. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid! God has a lot of value he's placed upon that body. He took great care in the Garden of Eden to make that body in his own image and in his own likeness. He didn't speak that body into existence like he did everything else. He made the human family with his own hands. He fashioned them and went to all that trouble. He never went to that trouble for nothing else. He only spoke the word. God, out of the sea. You know where all the animals came from? They came up out of the sea. They were created in the sea and came up and began to breathe. He made mammals that could live in the water and land. Then he left the fish in the sea where their creator made them. But when he said, let us make man, God was more, oh Lord, he was more careful in the detail in everything about the creation of a man and a woman that he never took the care with in the other parts of his creation. They're only understudies to the creation of man that was made in the glorious image of God Almighty himself. Amen. And then you think God's going to let these old foolish, savage, pagan Americans run up and down this good land that was given to us by our forefathers, that we could have freedom to worship God and to live for God and to proclaim the word of God and live according to the dictates of our conscience, according to the Bible. And God's going to let them defile that land and let them off with easy judgment? No. This nation is going to have worse judgments than the other parts of the world. Yes, they are. God ain't going to let this nation by with all this mess. No way. Fools have made a mock of sin. Oliver Goldsmith, some century and a half ago, wrote prophetically in his great classic, The Common Man, in the part called The Deserted Village. He prophetically said these words, ill fares the land, to hastening ills a prey, where wealth, that means affluence, accumulates, and men decay. Americans have decayed under the impact of the wealth, the affluence that God has permitted us to possess. And Americans today have more in their hand than they have in their hearts, and God's going to judge them for it. The deity of America is pleasure. It's not God. In pleasure we trust. In money we trust. In fun we trust, but not in God. That's not the deity of Americans anymore. And this prophecy of Oliver Goldsmith has swiftly come to pass upon us, and we're going to be judged as fools because of it. This moral universe that we're living in is ruled by God's moral laws. And the magnetic forces of curse of cause and effect, like the mighty tides of the seas, will move men and women and boys and girls into judgment that commit these abominations against God. They're going to reap what they have sowed. Hosea 8 and 7 says they've sown the wind, they'll reap the whirlwind. And that's exactly what's going to happen to our fellow Americans. We may cry it'll never happen here, but we're becoming, through humanism, a ripe prize for communism or some repressive dictatorship as our nation descends and degenerates into a fool's paradise, and our pulpits no longer are filled with the voices of prophets, and themselves a flame of righteousness any longer. Our pulpits mostly are filled with men, and we hear the cry of fools instead of the cry and the voice of prophets on the Lord's day telling America, repent or you're going to perish under the divine judgments of God. No, it's just get everything you can get. Get all you can get. Pray for a Cadillac or a big house or more money. That's a cry of fools. And they fill the pulpits and the radio waves and the TV airwaves of America. God reprimanded Israel just before their destruction. The rubble and ruin of great empires and nations lay all over the face of this planet. Mute evidence that a nation cannot survive that rebels against the voice of God and God's prophets. Rome! That hasn't been a long time ago that Rome fell. Or as we've seen in our own generation, our own lifetime, Germany, Japan, other empires have fallen and crumbled under the divine judgments of God. We go back a little further to the Greek Empire of Alexander the Great. They become steeped in idolatry and God destroyed them. Egypt in the days of Moses was so steeped in idolatry, God could stand it no longer. And he destroyed Egypt. And for 40 years, Egypt was desolate and lay barren and silent and still under the impact of that judgment until Egypt was brought back a base nation and never exalted themselves again. Babylon, under Nebuchadnezzar, became a heathen nation steeped in great idolatry. Images are everywhere. Now one night his grandson was having a drunken brawl, recorded in Daniel the 5th chapter, and a hand wrote on the wall. God got enough of the paganism and idolatry and the sensuality of that great empire and their citizens led by a sensual king that cared nothing except eat, drink, and be merry. And that night as he was having his last party, God's hand wrote on that wall the final visitation of God's judgments was going to be that very night. Tonight! Your kingdom is divided and it's given to the Medes and Persians. Little did that king dream while he was drinking wine with his concubines and lords and ladies in that drunken party with the vessels that came out of God's house in Jerusalem. Vessels that had been sanctified and dedicated like our bodies must be to God. Drinking wine and praising gods of gold and silver and brass and wood and earth and stone. And the hand began to write. You're weighing the balances and found wanting. Little did he know that the Medes and Persians, like many of the enemies during Vietnam we faced, is always tunneling, digging and tunneling. These birds were digging. They had sappers or men that could get out and burrow in the hole in the ground like moles. And while they were reveling, they had these sappers digging beneath the great moat and the river that Babylon was surrounded by. And while they were drunk, even the soldiers and the guards joined in to the reveling. These soldiers came in from the Median Persian army, and God had told them, I'm going to bring upon you the worst of the heathen upon you. They're fierce and terrible. Their horses are like the evening wolves. I'm going to send them upon you. They didn't believe it. Israel didn't believe it. The other nations didn't believe it. But they came in and let down the moat while the king and his guards were drunk. And that terrible Persian and